I want you to look at the contrast and the strength between the younger and the older. The young man can leap out of bed. The young man can hear what the Spirit is saying, but he cannot understand how to act on what he hears. The old man can no longer hear what the Spirit is saying, but he can perceive what is talking to the young man and tell him how to respond to it. Samuel doesn't even know how to respond to what he hears without the wisdom of the elders. In order for us to move into the shift that God has for us, both generations, all generations have to come together in a respect one toward the other in order to get this done. Because no matter how gifted you are, no matter how talented you are, no matter how many people are coming to hear you speak, no matter how many people are interested in what you're trying to do, you got a blind side. And you need somebody to tell you how to respond to what you're sensing. Eli says to him after three times of God calling, he says, go back and lay down again. And if he speaks again, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. That was the missing piece that shot around and changed this whole narrative. You need direction. You need correction. You need instruction. You need direction. You need correction. You need instruction. Until you can bear direction, correction, and instruction, the shift will not occur. Some of you are resistant to direction, resistant to correction, resistant to instruction. I'm grown. I do it my way. No. In order to get into the shift that God is going to do, you're going to need direction, you're going to need correction, and you're going to need instruction. Say this, speak, Lord, for thy servant hears. I want you to type that right now. Speak, Lord, for thy servant hears. And he said, go back to a quiet place and a calm place and be still and stop telling God how you feel and what you think. Now, God doesn't need any information from you. Shut up. Lay down. Listen. This is not about talking. It's about listening. I'm amazed today. We have lost the art of listening. We're so busy responding that we're not listening. Even when I'm teaching, sometimes you're so busy responding that you're not listening. So when I step away from the scene, you haven't learned anything. You've done some cheers. You've got your pom-poms out, but you haven't learned anything because you're not trained to listen. You want everybody to know that you're in the room and you want to be seen and you want to be heard, but every now and then you have to be still. You have to be still and know that God is God. He doesn't need your endorsement. He doesn't need your emoji. He doesn't need any of that in order to be God. We've lost our art of listening. And we can't make the shifts that we need to make because we can't listen. We can't listen. We won't take direction. We won't take correction. And we won't get instruction. And it's killing our homes. We won't take direction. We won't take correction. And we won't take instructions. And it's killing our marriages. I'm seeing marriages explode like popcorn in hot grease. And they're almost every time it's because of these three things. You won't take direction, you won't take correction, and you won't listen at instruction until the whole thing blows open. And then, guess what? Then, when it explodes, then you want counseling. I told somebody last night, I said, I feel like a fire department called to the house after the house is burned down. The roof is gone. The gables are gone. The porch is collapsed. Everything's gone. The only thing left standing is the chimney. And then you say, I'm going to call 911. Why? Why? The fire is over. Everybody's made a decision. You won't take direction. You won't take correction. And you will not listen to that instruction until everything's exploded. And then you want a miracle. You would need a miracle in so many areas of your life. Your finances, you won't take direction. You won't correct your credit score. You won't take instruction. You don't want to do anything but listen at church. So you got great anointing, but no credit. You got great anointing, but you're about to be evicted. I mean, you're trying to use your anointing to stop your eviction. You won't take direction. It's the hardest thing in the world is to give our people direction, especially if it's not about spiritual things. And because, so we advance in the areas that we listen and we corrode in the areas that we don't. You need to have the greatest emphasis placed on the areas where you have the greatest problem. And in those areas, you need to look for three things: direction, correction, and instruction. Financially, what is your credit score? Correction, let's begin to fix it. Instruction, what do we do with the money we have? I can do a seminar on that. It'll be a handful of people. But if I do something on spiritual warfare or anointing, it'll be packed up. The areas where we've lost the art of listening and we don't listen to direction, we don't listen to correction, and we don't listen to instruction are the areas that we suffer the most. We told you when that little boy was little not to raise him that way. You wouldn't take direction. We told you if you don't correct him, you're going to have problems. You wouldn't take correction. You won't take direction. You won't take correction. And you won't take instruction. There may be something going on with that child that whipping him will not fix. But you're just going to do it the way you're going to do it. I'm going to beat it out of you. I'm going to drive it out of you. You're not a slave master. He's not a slave. Listen at this. Direction. Correction. Instruction. We'll save your job. Will save your marriage, will save your relationships, will save your future, your walk with God. And this whole shift is predicated on the ability to hear, not the ability to speak, not by how many dates you're getting to go speak, not by who's calling you, not by who you're mentoring, not by who's your spiritual godchild. We got more spiritual mothers than we got children. Some of you got more spiritual daddies. You got five spiritual daddies. Stop. Stop. Go sit down. Lay down and wait on God to speak to you. And when God speaks to you, you don't need five daddies. You don't need three spiritual mothers. You got spiritual mothers that's 20. 25 years old, said, how are you a spiritual mother? Sit down. Oh, I better stop. We got apostles who don't have anybody following you. You're not speaking to nations. Sit down and get a true word from God. The art of listening, the lack of it is killing us. You and your husband are having a discussion. You're having a debate. You're having an argument. Okay, you're having an argument. And the reason the argument never resolves the problem is because all while one is talking, the other one's waiting on them to stop so that they can get their point in, so that they can get a jab in, so that they can get a lick in. No direction, no correction, no instructions, are making divorce lawyers rich. That's where the times are going, to the court. I know that's hard to hear. I'm sorry I had to be the one to say it, but it needs to be heard. Why enroll in class if you're gonna argue with the teacher? You're not there to teach the class. You may not even agree with what's being taught. You're there to get the grade, be exposed to different ideas and thinking, and get out of there. Direction, correction, instruction. Now you're gonna take over the class. Go lay down and listen. Go lay down and listen. The world is shifting. It doesn't work the way you think it works. That's why you wasted your 30s trying to make the world work the way you think it works, rather than listening at somebody who's been there before. And now you're in your 40s doing what you should have been doing in your 20s. 15, 18 years stolen out of your life. And now you're just starting to do what you ought to be finishing. And my heart grieves. Because time doesn't last long. It doesn't last long. And if you don't do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, you miss a critical turn that changes the trajectory of the shift that God is doing in your life.